Johnson & Johnson's vaccine only requires one shot, unlike the other two vaccines from Pfizer, BioNTech, and Moderna. The company says it will deliver about 16 million more doses by the end of March and a total of 100 million doses in the U.S. by the end of June. It also needs only standard refrigeration during distribution rather than deep freezing, meaning it may have an easier time reaching people with less access to health care. With the U.S. vaccination drive picking up speed, states eager to reopen for business are easing coronavirus restrictions despite warnings from health experts that the COVID-19 outbreak is far from over and that moving too quickly could prolong the misery. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky urged state health officials and ordinary Americans not to let down their guard.
More states are rolling back the exact public health measures we have recommended to protect people from COVID-19. I understand the temptation to do this. 70,000 cases a day seems good compared to where we were just a few months ago. But we cannot be resigned to 70,000 cases a day, 2,000 daily deaths. Please stay strong in your conviction. Continue wearing your well-fitted mask and taking the other public health prevention actions that we know work.
Meanwhile, unrestricted indoor dining has resumed in Massachusetts and in major cities like St. Louis and Kansas City. New York City has also resumed limited indoor dining, despite a new coronavirus variant being discovered there in February. The state of Iowa lifted mask requirements entirely, and here in California, Governor Newsom intends to return most public school students to in-person classes by the end of the month. Some 50 million Americans have so far received at least one vaccine shot. But some lower-income nations are not able to purchase any vaccine doses at all, and no pharmaceutical company has offered to share its blueprint to scale up production worldwide. White House infectious disease expert Dr. Anthony Fauci said that mutating variants of the coronavirus pose a threat to everyone, even Americans who have already received their shots.
Yeah, the environment of, as I just mentioned, the setting in a home of a small group of people having dinner together, all of whom are vaccinated, is very different when you step out the door and go into a society that has 70,000 new infections per day.
I'm J.R. Summers for KPFA.